This is part two of measure number 24-388, Salem Area Mass Transit District. Argument in favor. The Salem-Keizer metropolitan area needs frequent and reliable transit, including on weekends. The League of Women Voters of Marion and Polk Counties supports the payroll tax measure because it will provide Saturday, Sunday, and later evening service, as well as student bus passes. The entire area will benefit from a reliable and efficient transit system. League support is based on our year-long study and interviews in 2012-2013. We learned that affordable, convenient transportation is critical for mobility of workers, students, retirees, shoppers, and visitors, as well as for long-term economic vitality. We also learned that service improvements increase ridership. With service improvements, Chariot's annual ridership increased to over 5 million between 1997 and 2006. Some businesses suffer when customers and employees do not have transportation on weekends. When people cannot work or access training due to lack of transportation, they may have to rely on costly social services. Many students couldn't participate in after-school activities when Chariot's bus passes were eliminated. The League does not make this recommendation lightly. We know that the tax will affect the bottom line of businesses in Chariot's service area. We believe, however, that the business community stands to benefit from the transition improvements and that the tax is set at a reasonable level. TriMet and Lane Transit already rely on payroll taxes for funding. The Salem-Keizer rate, 0.21%, would be about one-third of those transit systems' rates. Our largest area employer, the state of Oregon, already pays Chariots an in-lieu of payroll tax at 0.6%, about three times the amount Chariot seeks from local businesses. Many states use sales or gas taxes to fund public transit. Oregon has no sales tax, and our Constitution limits gas tax use to roads. Chariot's fares have been increased regularly and were raised this year. Fares alone cannot cover the needed improvements to bus service. The League urges you to support Chariot's with a yes vote on 24-388. This information furnished by Diana Botker, President, League of Women Voters of Marion and Polk Counties. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 20. Another argument in favor. Since eliminating Saturday service in 2009, businesses and nonprofits have urged Chariot's board to restore this vital service. Unfortunately, local funding for operations is not sufficient to restore that service. Salem-Keizer Transit needs an additional $5 million yearly to provide weekend, later evening, and selected holiday bus service. If additional funding is secured, local students will have access to a student bus pass, and disabled Oregonians would see expanded Cherry Lift service, paratransit service. Currently, thousands of transit-dependent riders, including seniors, must find other ways to get to work, entertainment, religious services, or shopping on weekends. Many have no transportation from 9 p.m. Friday to early Monday morning. On some holiday weekends, riders have no transportation for 3 days. With existing service, students at Chemeketa Community College and employees of businesses are able to travel to work or school by bus, but due to restricted hours are unable to get home. Businesses operating on weekends or later in the evening need employees with access to reliable transportation options. Chariots will combine existing revenue sources, passenger fares, property taxes, with the payroll tax to provide the vital transit services worthy of our area. The proposed payroll tax would be 0.21% of payroll, 2.1 cents for each $10 of payroll. The State Employment Division reports the median payroll of Chariot's service area is just over $80,000. Half of the 5,600 businesses in the area are at that level or below. Those businesses would pay $42 per quarter or $169 per year or less for enhanced transit services. Excluded from this tax would be 501c3 nonprofit organizations, except hospitals, municipal and county governments, and schools. The state of Oregon already pays Chariots 0.6% of the payroll of state employees working in our service area. The 0.6% is approximately three times the amount requested of businesses through this payroll tax measure. Our area needs weekend service for economic growth and vital services. Support yes for Chariots 24-388. This information furnished by Marcia Kelly, yes for Chariots. Also on page 20, another argument in favor, Salem-Keizer would benefit economically from expanded bus services. Saturday, later evening, and Sunday service will help our area grow. Workforce transit. Reliable transportation for employees of area businesses that operate in the evenings and on weekends. More customers. Expanding service on Saturdays, Sundays, and evenings will allow consumers to patronize local businesses and events. Workforce recruitment. Improved transportation options will help attract and retain residents to the region, especially younger generations seeking more choices in transportation. Parking benefits. More buses on the road mean fewer cars, more available parking spaces in busy areas, and reduced employer expense for employer parking. Reduced congestion. Buses reduce traffic, helping supplies and goods to flow more freely. Buses also reduce air pollutants that could trigger costly new regulations on businesses. Attract investment. Transit corridors create development opportunities, additional construction investment, and attract businesses seeking to relocate or expand. Salem is the only city over 100,000 in the Pacific Northwest without some Saturday bus service. Shared investment. The employer self-employed payroll tax of 0.21% will provide resources to expand services. The other sources of local revenues are the state of Oregon in lieu of payroll payments at 0.6%, which amounts to about $5 million annually, the property tax, and passenger fares. We ask you to join us in voting yes for Chariots 24-388. Together, we can make Salem-Keizer a more vibrant community. Roy John Designer Goldsmith, Nathan Good Architects, P.C., Harold Wood, Harold's Quality Auto Repair, Incorporated, Victor J. Dodier, Jr., Dodier Plaza, LLC. This information furnished by Marcia Kelly, yes, for Chariots. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 21, argument in favor. Disabled persons of Salem-Keizer urge yes vote for transit. Being disabled is a challenge. We're as bright and ambitious as everyone else, but have a little galaxy of problems most people don't face. One of those problems is getting around our community, since many of us don't drive. That means that, generally, we can only work Monday through Friday because that's when transit operates. It narrows our employment options, but we find ways to cope and adapt. But that also means we have to do our shopping on the weekends, and guess what? That's when transit doesn't operate. Not so good. We have testified repeatedly at the transit district asking for weekend service since Saturday service was canceled in 2009. We heard repeatedly that there wasn't enough funding to provide it since a levy election failed in 2008. The budget documentation and hearings have repeatedly shown this to be true. Now it's 2015, and we have a measure targeted specifically at providing extended evening and weekend transit and paratransit service. Our community's disabled people urge all voters to support the measure. Businesses should support it as well. What is the single thing that businesses need most in order to succeed? The answer is customers. Businesses will find our money is good, and we know how to spend it. We could go out to dinner and a movie or a concert and be able to get back home because of the extended evening service. We will be able to participate in weekend activities, including expanded employment option. Sounds great. Passing this measure will promote additional opportunities for everyone in our community, including disabled persons. It offers great potential for economic, educational, and cultural growth. It is an investment in everyone's ability to participate in and contribute to our hometown. Vote yes for Chariots, Measure 24-388. Robert Johnson, President, Willamette Chapter, Arab American Council for the Blind. Marja Byers, Director, Blind Skills Incorporated. This information furnished by Marcia Kelly, yes for Chariots. Also on page 21, another argument in favor. Weekend and later bus service vital to our community. As members of the faith community, we understand the need for improved bus transportation in our area. Many people in our community depend on Chariots for their activities of daily living. When there is no weekend service, many minimum wage workers have difficulty accessing their jobs or other needed services. Seniors and those with disabilities can become isolated in their homes. With the expanded service including Cherry Lift, those who cannot drive will be able to attend weekend and evening worship services. With the return of the student bus pass, students can access after-school activities and religious youth group events even if their parents can't provide transportation. Having basic transportation 7 days a week ensures that people from all walks of life can meet their transportation needs. It is a matter of basic human dignity. The employer-paid payroll tax, as an additional source of local funding, will allow the Salem-Kaiser Transit District to improve the lives of our citizens. The general community already pays through the property tax. The state of Oregon pays almost $5 million per year in an in-lieu of payroll tax, and the passengers already pay. We urge you to support the most transportation needy in our community by voting yes for Chariots on Measure 24-388. The Reverend Margaret H. McMurrin, Vicar at Prince of Peace Episcopal Church, Reverend Carl Neuswanger, retired Mennonite minister, Reverend Charlie Wallace, Chaplain Emeritus, Willamette University. This information furnished by Marcia Kelly, yes for Chariots. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 22, an argument in opposition. Employer transit tax targets small businesses, meaning charities and nonprofits will suffer. The Salem-Kaiser Transit District has proposed an unfair and counterproductive employer payroll tax on the November 2015 ballot. Their goal is to raise $5 million a year through implementation of an employer self-employed payroll tax of 0.21%. The tax burden will be isolated to local businesses, self-employed individuals, and hospitals. State government, the area's largest employer, will not be required to pay this additional tax, nor will other large government entities in Salem-Kaiser. My greatest fear is that local businesses will have $5 million less to invest in the Salem-Kaiser community. I know the good work these organizations do for Salem-Kaiser and how much of a difference they make. Choosing to give resources to charities and other nonprofits is a wise investment, but one which may diminish if an employer payroll tax passes. This is an unfair tax that directly impacts the ability of local small businesses to give back to the community. A small group of local employers will take the hit, and I am concerned that charitable donations will be reduced or removed entirely from their budgets. Transit is important to our area and local businesses. Value it, but the cost should be shared equally. I urge you to vote no on the Salem-Kaiser Transit District employer tax. Richard E. Duncan, AIC, President, Rich Duncan Construction Incorporated. Also on page 22, another argument in opposition. Employer tax will affect patient care, increase cost of health care. The healthcare community is dependent upon public transportation to provide patients with access to needed health care. A dependable and affordable public transportation option is necessary in our community to see that access to needed care is available to all. The current proposed expansion of services through the introduction of an employer transit tax is the wrong approach to meet this need, however. The pursuit of Better community health is a shared goal, and all parties must participate and cooperate. The patient, the healthcare provider, the hospital, and insurer each have a role that must be fulfilled. An employer transit tax proposal that exempts public employees and relies on small businesses and the healthcare community to pay is ill-advised. Many healthcare providers are small businesses, and this tax will take dollars away from their patients. Tax dollars removed from their practices and used to fund expanded transportation services are ultimately taken from patients. Healthcare providers support a community-wide discussion of the necessity of expanded transit services and, if proven necessary, the adoption of a fair, equitable, and sustainable funding source that does not increase the cost of healthcare. Vote no on this measure. Thomas R. Chamber, Jr., RT, General Manager, Mission Medical Imaging. This information furnished by Thomas R. Chambers, Jr., Mission Medical Imaging. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 23, Argument in Opposition. A strong community is one where challenges are addressed by all parts of the community. In the case of Chariots, looking to fund the expansion of service to include evenings and weekends, the burden is being solely placed on the backs of business owners. Business owners take on hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and unbelievable risk as part of their operation. Besides the service they provide, a key byproduct they provide are jobs. Private sector jobs are gold to any community, and targeting those jobs with a tax is not wise. Keep in mind, this is the go-to tax for many government entities because they know it is a small population to fight. These taxes add up and have real consequences as employers are discouraged from hiring. Chariots had the option of a more inclusive community approach by pursuing a property tax that more people could share in. They chose to pursue the payroll tax in the belief that the voters will support something they don't have to pay for. The Salem-Keizer community is better than this. Making your neighbors pay more so you don't have to doesn't build goodwill or make sense. Community leaders are working with Chariots officials to come up with a legislative fix to their funding needs. Let's reject this tax that targets our local businesses and work towards something we can all support. T.J. Sullivan, small business owner. This information furnished by T.J. Sullivan. Also on page 23, another argument in opposition. New unfair employer tax is not the answer. Measure 24-388 proposes an expansion of Salem-Keizer Transit District services, which will cost our community $5 million annually. Voters within the urban growth boundary of Salem-Keizer, Oregon, are asked to decide whether or not to fund this expansion of services through a payroll tax. While the expansion of evening and weekend services may be desired, this kind of funding tax is not. Why is this bad for the greater Keizer area? The tax will only be on local small businesses. State government, our area's largest employer, will be exempt from the tax. The tax is more than double what is collected from ticket fares from riders. The tax may double in 10 years without a vote of the people. The tax will deter job creation. With more money going towards taxes, there is less available to create jobs and expand businesses, which means more unemployment and lower wages. Payroll taxes are paid by employers for every employee they hire and employ. This is a direct incentive not to hire a new employee or increase a current employee's wage. This tax will increase costs for hospitals and medical clinics. Those dollars should be used for patient care, not to pay for an unfair tax. It is our responsibility as a community to keep health care costs affordable for our seniors and those on fixed incomes. Our community does not need another tax on small businesses during an economic recovery already scarce of jobs. This expansion of services is desired, but should be accomplished through a mechanism that is fair to all, not one that targets a small segment of our community. Please stand with the Kaiser Chamber against this unprecedented and unfair funding mechanism that is decidedly not good for keeping jobs in the area. We appreciate your support and no vote. Christine Deeker, Kaiser Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. This information furnished by Christine Deeker, Kaiser Chamber of Commerce. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 24, continuing with arguments in opposition. The Salem Area Chamber of Commerce asks you to stand with our local private sector businesses to vote no on the unfair employer tax. Our organization has a rich history of coming alongside our public sector partners to help them be successful, leveraging broad-based community support for projects that benefit the community as a whole. We've worked directly with the City of Salem, Salem-Kaiser Schools, and Chemeketa Community College on the passage of bonds that have improved our roads, built new schools, and improved existing ones, and expanded services at our community college. Targeting a fraction of our community's taxpayers is unfair and hinders our area's job creators from increasing wages of their employees, which is precisely what this unfair employer tax does. This tax is a threat to community giving. Our region is known for our generous small business community that strongly supports charitable organizations to serve the most vulnerable. This tax will jeopardize the ability to give. In addition, our region's largest employer, the state of Oregon, is exempt from this measure, meaning the dollars needed to provide the service come only from our community's private sector businesses with no tangible data that indicates a direct benefit. Since 2009, our community has moved away from public transportation. Trips recorded declined by nearly 1 million each year. Salem-Kaiser Transit should make every effort to increase ridership with existing resources prior to seeking additional funding. While we believe positive changes are on the horizon for Chariots, the results need to be made evident by more people taking advantage of this valuable community service and without asking the business community to foot the bill. We understand and appreciate the value a robust transit system could bring to our community. Achieving the system only on the backs of private sector businesses is not the right solution. We urge you, vote no on this unfair employer tax. Dan Clem, CEO of Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. This information furnished by Dan Clem, CEO, Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. Also on page 24, another argument in opposition. Five reasons to vote no on employer transit tax. Voters within the urban growth boundary of Salem-Kaiser, Oregon, are being asked to decide whether or not to fund an expansion of services offered by Salem-Kaiser Transit District. This proposed expansion of services will cost our community $5 million annually. Let's take a look at the pros and cons to decide if this is good for Salem-Kaiser. Pros: expanded evening and weekend services is desired in our community. Cons: the tax will only be on local small businesses. State government, our area's largest employer, will be exempt from the tax. The tax is more than double what is collected from rider ticket fares. The tax could double in 10 years without a vote of the people. The tax will deter job creation. With more money going towards taxes, there is less available to create jobs and expand businesses, which means more unemployment and lower wages. Payroll taxes are paid by employers for every employee they hire and employ. This is a direct incentive to avoid both hiring a new employee and increasing a current employee's wage. This tax will increase costs for hospitals and medical clinics. Those dollars should be used for patient care, not to pay for an unfair tax. It is our responsibility as a community to keep health care affordable for our community, especially those in most need, like seniors and those on fixed incomes. Our community does not need another tax on small businesses during an economic recovery already scarce of jobs. This expansion of services is desired and important, but should be accomplished through a mechanism that is fair to all, not one that targets a small segment of our community. Please stand with local small businesses against this unprecedented and unfair funding mechanism that is decidedly not good for Salem. We welcome your support as we work to defeat this job-killing payroll tax. This information furnished by Nick Williams, Create Jobs PAC Administrator. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 25, Argument in Opposition. Please don't overlook the facts. As a mother, I have always encouraged my boys to understand both sides of an issue in order to make an educated decision. This means not just listening to the loudest advocate or to take the easy way out. This is the same request I am making of you, the voter. As a small business owner, city volunteer, and community advocate, I see how this new tax will impact the community. Here's what you need to know. If this measure passes, our small business owners will be taxed three times on behalf of Salem-Keizer Transit: their personal property tax, homeowners tax, and now their business. Our local businesses are fighting to survive. Recent state legislation has made it impossible for some to continue operating, let alone create jobs. Local businesses are the ones that support nonprofits and our communities. If we continue to burden local businesses financially, we will lose the progress made after the 2008 recession. We will struggle to stay in business, maintain jobs, hire new employees, and give back to Salem-Keizer. You need to know how this will impact you, the community, and consumer. Health care costs will go up. $5 million in revenue will be taken out of the local economy, and jobs will not be created. It will also have a huge impact on citizens. I am moving forward on a task force that will find a different method to assist the transit district in meeting Salem-Keizer's needs. However, I recommend that the transit board first take a hard look at their current financial standing. They must be more fiscally responsible and accountable. They are not asking our largest local employer, the state of Oregon, to pay the additional tax. We must unite and rebuild our local economy. Please join me in voting no against the employer tax. Together, we can find better solutions that help everyone. Amy Ripp, owner, EcoStar Carpet Care. This information furnished by Amy Ryan. Also on page 25, another argument in opposition. State government is exempt from employer transit tax, leaving the burden on small businesses. Why? The justification for providing public transit is that the market fails to provide enough affordable transportation options to the unemployed, the disabled, the elderly, and the young, and others. Unfortunately, the Salem-Keizer Transit District's proposed employer tax undermines progress toward sound transit options and economic opportunity for marginalized people in the community. An employer tax, also known as a payroll tax, directly discourages a business from hiring more employees or giving raises to current employees because doing so increases the employer's tax burden. Such a tax has two likely implications: making it more expensive for the employer to hire employees, or reducing a potential employee's wage if they are hired at all. Employer taxes are particularly regressive for people in low-wage sectors of the economy because not only will they have to pay for bus tickets, but a portion of their wage will have been taxed away before they're hired. Additionally, this tax could mean higher prices for basic necessities, further harming the least well-off. The healthcare industry makes up a large portion of Salem-Keizer employment, and an employer tax will particularly impact this sector, meaning increased prices and reduced charity care. To make things worse, since Salem-Keizer houses such high numbers of government employees, the burden of the proposed payroll tax only falls on a portion of the employers in the area. Salem-Keizer employers and employees should not have to bear the burden of paying for expanded bus service alone when the largest area employer, state government, is exempt. If public transit is essential to the health of the community, then the whole community should pay. Please vote no on the Salem-Keizer Transit District employer tax. William Newell. This information furnished by William Newell. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 26, another argument in opposition. New employer transit tax places burden on small businesses. Tax will likely double in 10 years. The employer tax that our local transit district is trying to impose on private sector employers and those who are self-employed is both unacceptable and unfair. While I agree that transit does play a critical role for the Salem-Keizer area, I adamantly disagree with the proposed funding mechanism. Citizens cannot expect the local business community to shoulder this burden alone. Inexcusably, two of Salem's largest employers, the State of Oregon and Salem-Keizer School District, are exempt from this tax. How does that make sense, and how can any reasonable voter see this as being fair? As much as the transit leadership would want you to believe that this new tax is good for businesses, I can assure you that it is not. If our community believes that it is necessary for transit to expand evening and weekend services, then the entire community should pay for it, not just a minority of the population. Furthermore, are you aware that fare prices are already very low? It costs $1.60 for an adult and only 80 cents for a student. Those that ride the bus should certainly bear some responsibility for expanded service. Portland and Eugene both approved this funding mechanism in their communities. As a result, over the last 10 years, they have raised this tax on businesses 10 out of the last 10 years in Portland and 7 out of the last 10 years in Eugene. Salem-Keizer employers could see their taxes double in 10 years with no end in sight, as there is no sunset written into this measure. Again, this is unacceptable and must be stopped. I'm voting no on this new tax on local businesses, and I implore you to join me in putting a stop to the employer tax. Ryan Alberton. This information furnished by Ryan Alberton. Also on page 26, another argument in opposition. Why would 22,000 state employees be exempt from a tax? It is offensive to me that the Salem-Keizer Transit District thinks local businesses should pay for 100% of expanded transit service. Because the greatest percentage of the workforce in our community is made up of government employees, it isn't fair to ask private employers to shoulder the costs of added transit services alone. If this is, in fact, a valid, reasonable, and appropriate need, everyone should be required to pitch in for the added service. I question whether the Transit Board has acted or operated in the most efficient manner. I think a new revenue source would not be necessary if the current resources were managed appropriately. This tax will bring in nearly double the revenue for the transit district than is paid by passengers using the service. Additionally, the tax could double after 10 years, putting an even greater burden on local employers. Nathan Levin. This information furnished by Nathan Levin. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 27, a final argument in opposition. Supporting small businesses, not new taxes, creates jobs. Vote no on employer transit tax. As a small business owner, I am against the Salem-Keizer Transit District's proposed employer tax. I have been in business for over 5 years. We opened in a down economy. As I have struggled to make it out of this economy, the growth I've experienced has been used to pay back debt and to increase wages and benefits for my employees. This tax will slow down this progress. This tax will limit the raises I can give to my employees and will cut how much money I can invest in the Salem-Keizer community. I am a smaller business, but I do support my community. I will have to cut out donations to schools and events. I will have to cut what I spend helping nonprofit organizations. The $5 million a year that the transit district will raise from this tax will come from our community's pocket. This will affect you, your neighbor, and your businesses. I am not saying that Salem-Keizer does not need the service, but there are other ways to fund transit. This tax is also very unfair because it excludes state and local government, and the burden is on a select few, Salem-Keizer businesses. This tax is also open-ended and can be increased as the district sees fit. As a business owner, I would never sign a contract that was open-ended. As we promote the local economy, we need to stand against this tax. We need to help businesses to grow, create more jobs and more employee benefits. We need to create an economy of growth, not more taxes. A tax that will burden employers will not put more bodies on the bus. Employees with a raise will do that. Join me by voting no on the Salem-Keizer employer tax. Treva Gams, owner, Gambaretti's Italian Restaurant. This information furnished by Treva Gams. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 27, a reminder about Marion County 24-hour ballot drop box locations. First, Keizer City Hall, 930 Shemawa Road Northeast in Keizer, open 24 hours. Also, Marion County Health Building, 3180 Center Street Northeast in Salem, also open 24 hours. The Marion County Public Works drop box is only open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's located at Marion County Public Works, 5155 Silverton Road, Northeast in Salem. Their hours, they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.